This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It feels bigger than that, so it's an incredible. It's going to be an incredible environment, and just the lead up and the build up and everything that's come with it has been incredible and something that we don't take for granted. And you know, the millions of people supporting us and the generations before us and the generations that we could add to, and the kids that are watching at home that want to be us, we could open up, you know, a whole new wave of hockey players in this country. So this opportunity is one we don't take lightly, and obviously wearing the jersey and representing your country is such an incredible honor and kind of what we play for. But you know, the opportunity that we have, I don't even think we thought was possible, and what we could create. Well, I mean, maybe their team doesn't like each other then if they don't have group chats. But, I think that, that's just a player, and enjoying this opportunity. So I think that our team does not care about anything that they say. And there's been a lot of chatter and talk from individuals. But, we care about one thing in this room. And we have millions of people that are watching us and supporting us around this country. And we're very prideful in playing for them and the guys in the room. So it's an opportunity of a lifetime for us.
Matthew Tkachuk, man, a walking billboard for the Panthers and the United States of America. How good was that, man? Like, they got second half of the season coming up, and those guys could care less that they're playing the Kraken on Saturday. He's like, I'm going to get those son of a guns up in Canada, man. I want them bad.
I feel awkward about
it's
this.
Awesome,
Canadians,
man,
are so nice.
Hey, if you don't think Canadians and their fan base and
I know they want to win this one. I know
they want to win it, and I'm guessing Matthew Tkachuk's not the most popular guy up there that they're talking about. And I heard some of the comments about what he and his brother did to start the game. It just really counts on where you stand on the whole thing and who you like and all this stuff. But tonight, round two, and this time instead of Montreal, it's going to be in Boston. Ed Jovanovski, he's been part of these before. He's going to join us, and we'll talk to him, former Panther defenseman. Later on, we'll talk a little NBA with Nick Friedell, who's now with the company as well. Great to have him after being years and years with ESPN as an NBA insider. So we'll have that. And then Kim Bocamper, the big fella, is coming in here. So we'll have a lot of Dolphins stuff to get to. Hey, when we started this morning, I started the show in the 6 o'clock hour. Is that unbelievable? That I don't ever remember the group of quarterbacks. I don't know how good everybody, Woody, you brought that up. It's so true. You really don't know how good everybody's going to be, right? I didn't know the 49ers were going to look the way they looked when they came. And everybody was looking, and that was the hot ticket, and the 49ers. And honestly, they didn't look very good in that game. I think we'd all agree 49ers were beaten up and did not look anything like that Super Bowl team we're used to seeing. Just nothing like it. So you don't know. But I don't remember, and was just looking at the home schedule and way schedule. I have it up in my office and everything else just to look at it. You know, you got Josh Allen every year. And we don't know when these teams are going to play and when they'll, you know, what month it'll be. And one game's going to be in Madrid. And it could be one of these games. Hopefully it's not. But you've got, for quarterbacks, I never remember this group of quarterbacks. Josh Allen, you know Josh is down here once a year for the Bills. Lamar Jackson, who has thrown not one but two perfect quarterback ratings. That, what is that, Woody? What did we decide? It's 153 or 158.3 or 150, whatever it is. He's done it twice against the Dolphins. 41 touchdowns last year. So the MVP, the top two MVP guys will both be here. Jaden Daniels, rookie of the year, and Washington will be playing down here. Justin Herbert for the Chargers will be coming down here. Joe Burrow in Cincinnati. And Baker Mayfield. So you got three guys that over 40 touchdown passes will all be here. And again, you know, will they be healthy and all that stuff when you play them? But what a group. Woody, how many of those that I just mentioned for you, they're pretty, I don't know where you put Justin Herbert, but the other guys are all top 10 quarterbacks in this league. Not even up for debate. I don't know where you put
him. I think Herbert's a fringe top 10 guy, right?
But Baker?
Baker's not.
Not a top 10?
No, I don't think so. Oh. I don't know. Do you think so?
I think he's pretty damn close.
That team has been pretty good.
Joe Burrow.
Yes.
You know, lost a lot of shootouts, man.
Yep.
Lost a lot of shootouts. Where do you put Jaden Daniels?
Oh, man.
He just won two playoff games.
Yeah, you know, he's got to do it another season, right? But, man, seems like he's got the whole package,
pretty good show of...
C.J. Stroud fell off in a little bit in his second year, so I don't know if that'll happen to Jaden, but...
By the way,
he was really good.
If there's something I didn't see coming last year, C.J. Stroud did not look like the same guy as the year before.
Sophomore slump, man.
Yeah, a lot to it. A lot of different things, man. A lot of different things.
They still made the playoffs, though, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
I'd love to make the playoffs in a slump year.
Yes. You always.
Our slumps are different.
Well, we just, even when we get in as a wild card, it's we are finding out that last wild card position is not a friend of ours. When we have to open up in Pittsburgh and Kansas City and Buffalo is not the answer, or hasn't been so far for this Miami Dolphin football team. So, anyway, as we jump in on this 7 o'clock hour, we do have a lot of stuff going on here. And by the way, we do have a team that can win in cold weather. Enter Miami. I didn't know they play in that kind of weather. Like, seriously, I thought they go, nah, we're not making those guys go out. Enter Miami, went to Kansas City with wind chill. They're saying it was 7 under, if not colder. And Messi has a goal, and that's the difference in the game last night in a 1-0 win. And so we have a team that it didn't affect them. Didn't affect them last night. They found a way to win. I had no idea they play in that cold weather with all this cold weather they have right now. And they played. They got that sucker in last night. So that surprised me a little bit. We also found out the NFL cap is going up from 255 to somewhere between 277 and 281, as in million. 277 million to 281 million. So that's the good news for the Dolphins. Pick up another $20 to $25 million on the cap. The bad news is it's $20 to $25 million for everybody else too. It's not just a you thing. But If you are, and we'll find out how aggressive they're going to be in this free agency, aggressive as in spend a few extra bucks to try to get a Milton Williams defensive tackle for the Eagles. It was so good. I think he's like 25 years old. He's a young guy. Maybe Justin Reed, good safety from Kansas City, 27. I don't know what kind of money he's looking at. But those are just a couple of guys as you're going to need defensive tackle. You're going to need some safeties somewhere. I'm guessing they won't just do it in the draft. They're going to try to find a young safety, somewhat young safety that fits what you want to do. All I know is this. It's hard to do. As good as our defense was, there was a number last year that I can't remember. One of your starting corners and your two starting safeties combined for zero interceptions. That's really hard to do. You think of all the pressures and the guy throws the ball a little bit high over the top and safety standing behind him or a tip ball up in the air, right? Or a wide receiver falls down and corner stand. These things all happen at some point during the year. We had three of our starters. I don't know how many games. That's a lot of football games. Three starters and zero interceptions out of three of those guys. Ramsey had a couple, of course, and Cater had a couple of interceptions as well. But can you imagine that? Hell, our linebackers had more interceptions than our secondary. So that's got to be, listen, this game's about takeaways and getting turnovers and whatever you want to call them, but giving your offense more opportunities and better field position. Those things are important, and that is one thing that just wasn't good enough last year on the list of must improve on and everything. Javon Holland is the weirdest situation for me. I like Javon. I think he's – I get it, man. He's got – ridiculous talent. He does. Javon Holland, I'm not surprised that he's going to be a top safety free agent. If it's true, the reports that came out yesterday that the Dolphins have told him, we're going to let you go as a free agent. And of course, Chris will say, hey, but we'll keep an eye on it and see if you'll allow us and see if we want to jump in this thing late and make another run at you and all the nice things you say. But when you tell a guy, hey, we're going to let you go, it's usually they're not coming back. But he got a lot of talent. He can cover, actually. You can put him – he can get out there. He does a lot of different things. He can hit you. But he just didn't put up numbers. Numbers you're looking for, right? A couple of interceptions. He had a great forced fumble early in the year against Jacksonville. Great play. Saved the game. That forced fumble that he caused as running back for Jacksonville is going in the end zone. That's a game saver. They score there, probably going to lose that game, right? They're going to go up big, and you're going to lose that game. And so that play, that was a game-saving, one of the biggest plays of the year, even though they end up going 8-9. But it was a big play for him early in the year to get that win after they did not play that well, except in the last quarter of the game. But Javon's a really hard guy to figure out because you look in the box of numbers, and you just didn't see a lot. And so I get it, Chris, going, hey, you know, just I can't see paying you $16, $17, $18 million a year to come back. We just don't see the numbers. I'm guessing, you know, you can't pay every position. Chris is right. Can't pay every position. Crazy money. But that one surprised me because I thought Javon was on his way to being Pro Bowl after his rookie year. He was so good that year. Hitting guys, making plays, coverage. Just tremendous. And here he is now going to be one of the top free agents, I think. I don't know what the money's going to look like. But the other side of this is you let him go no matter what he looked like. Now you've got to find another safety. Poyer, you're going to upgrade that. He's not going to be back. I'd be shocked if they had him back. And you got to go get, I'm guessing, draft one and probably get one in free agency. So, but that was a little surprising to me because I thought Javon, when we got him, was going to be, man, that first year, he was really, really good. I know some things happened and people thought he could have played, and he said I wasn't healthy enough to play at the level I wanted to play at, and so he didn't play in some games, and I think some of the organization was not happy about that decision that he made, especially, you know, at the end of the year, you're trying to win games and get yourself set up and trying to win that division and everything else. So, anyway, we got to go to break. We've got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. Never too late to talk about a big personality in this town and a guy that's even better at what he does. I'm talking about the main man, Anthony Caliendo. Boy, is this guy something else, man. I'm talking about Anthony Caliendo at the Business Broker Experts. And if you own a business and you're looking to sell, there's nobody better to hire than the main man. Sell your business faster and get the most cash for you. And he takes a lot of pride in his marketing. He's a marketing machine. Nobody will market your business better than the main man. Get it out there, hype it up, and get you the most money. That's what he does. Now, the main man says, hey, hold on a second. I'm looking for businesses just like yours. Are you ready to sell? Are you tired of all the stress? Are you tired of all the risk? Are you tired of all the competition? Are you tired of all the employees? Are you just tired of coming home at night being tired, going, this is driving me nuts? Something you've built up. Maybe it's time for you to sell. Get a lot of money and head to retirement or do something else. Hey, listen, if you answered yes to these questions, please call Anthony Caliendo, the main man. It doesn't matter how profitable it is, whether it's worth $100,000, $100 million, nothing's too big, nothing's too small. Anthony has a buyer out there for every business. So I want to let you know, go to 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN because he specializes in getting you the most for your business, and he'll do it all for free. He'll sit down, find out exactly. Most people have no idea what their business is worth. He'll sit down and evaluate it with you. Call him today, 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN. Get it started today, 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN. That's 1-800-843-6246. And ask for Anthony Caliendo, the main man, or visit on the web at themainman.com. Learn more about him. But he has told me over and over again, he's got a lot of people looking to buy companies just like yours. Anthony Caliendo, the main man at the Business Broker Experts, will do it all for you.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get you some weather here. It is brought to you by the Demesman Andover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 69 degrees currently. There is no rain in the forecast. Looking like a good one out there, Joe.
Yeah. Well, listen, we're going to be taking the day off today from the tennis courts. Just didn't go real well yesterday. Took a little bit of an ass kicking. So anyway, we've got a lot of stuff set up. Ed Jovanovski going to join us, former Panther, now doing some work for the Panthers on their pregame and during the during the Panther games. Nick Friedel, Odyssey NBA insider, will join us. And Big Bo just came in here and going to join us coming up here with all this stuff. So yesterday, I'm sure Bo wasn't listening, but Larry Zonka, we were talking about stuff that we've seen in the toughness of football players. And one of my favorite stories, and I'd heard this, but then I had a chance to hear Larry's side with Bo and those guys going back and forth. Larry Zonka goes, "Is everybody knows, man. I always tell everybody, and I know Bo agrees with this, kind of the face of the Miami Dolphins has been Larry for me. And I know Dan and Danny and other guys have been a big part of it. But Zonk's toughness, running dudes over, and just what he did. But the story about you stepping on his toe. And as we say good morning to Bo, and Zonk,
right into this, huh?
Yeah, no, so it, and so I told him he put a drill to relieve it, and, yeah. And yesterday Woody looked and he goes, "What?
Yeah.
Did he actually, did he?"
So you want me to tell the story?
Yeah.
Okay. So it was like, I played with Larry for 1 year, because he had gone to the, you know, he would, you know, after the Super Bowl years, they went to the USFL or the,
got paid,
you know, when Donald Trump's,
yeah,
the league that Donald Trump ruined, yeah. Yeah. You know, back then.
Right.
And so then that league folded, and then they sent, and then Larry signed with the Giants. And then 1 year, Coach Shula brought him back.
79.
We had Delvin Williams as a running back, and we had Zonk as a
pretty
fullback.
Pretty good pair there.
And so for me, you know, I became a Dolphin fan like I can remember Christmas Day in like 1971, they're playing the longest game against Kansas City. And I'm watching that game. I used to be a Kansas City fan. And I'm watching, and all of a sudden I see Zonk, I see Kick, I see Merck, you know, I see Greasy, all these guys. And then I go, "Oh, man, I kind of like those uniforms too," yeah. You know. So I became a Dolphin fan. So then all of a sudden I'm like, you know, Larry Zonka's coming. So, and Joe, you know this, you know, and we've both said this, one of the best teammates you could ever have, right?
Unbelievable.
Absolutely one of the best. So anyway, so he comes down. And great guy. And so literally the toughest guy I've ever been around.
He, of all the football players with the Dolphins, he's number one. He's ahead of Cooch.
No doubt. I literally saw him run over. You said I saw him run over. I literally saw him run over a defensive back from the Baltimore Colts right on our sideline. He, you know, he used to rip him up when he'd have the ball, and he'd rip him up, hits the guy right under the chin. First thing it hits the ground is the back of his head, and he stepped right on his chest and kept on running. I go, I just saw him run right over. So anyway, long story short, so we're going through a practice in the Orange Bowl, muddy field, and so you got those big long cleats. You got the longest cleats you can find, right? And you know, we're done with warm ups, and we're going through. We used to do perfect plays. And that was just like walk through.
Loved this.
It was just a walk through. You did 10 perfect plays. It was just about assignments, you know. You're not, and so I'm a little jacked up, you know, and so I'm playing outside linebacker. So I come running up the field in a blitz, and Zonk steps up to, and I stepped on his foot with my big long cleats. I stepped right on his toe, right, and he jumped. I go back to the line,
right.
And he's back. And he goes, "Bo, you broke my freaking toe." I'm like, come on, you know. I go,
yeah.
So because I'm getting ready for a game, you know. I'm still, yeah. I'm like a young kid, you know. Every game to me, I'm like, you know, about to throw up, you know what,
yeah.
I mean. So now I get back in line with him, and I come up again, and he goes, "God damn, you broke my goddamn toe," you know. And I go, "Larry, leave me alone, man. I didn't break your toe. I got my stuff I got to deal with, you know." And so we go in the locker room. You know, we'd go in the locker room for 10 or 15 minutes before we come out. And he walks over to me, never took his shoe off, never took his socks off, and said, "Bo, I'm telling you, you broke my toe." I go, "Larry, do me a favor. You know, this is me talking to Larry. Larry, do me a favor. Leave me alone, man. I got my own problems, you know." And so we play the game. And he rushes for about 125 yards, right? And then after the game, we're in the locker room, And he walks over to me and his shoe's off, and his toe looks like it's the size of a tomato. I broke his toe.
Wow.
He broke his toe. Never went to see a trainer.
Yeah.
Never got it shot up. Never did. Just played with
yeah,
it.
Yeah. He's.
So then some going, oh my God, sorry. I'm sorry. He goes, oh, no, don't worry about it. You know, so, you know, then we have a day off and then we come back. And so we come back from the day off and I said, I go to him. I seek, you know, I go to his locker. I said, oh, man, how's your toe? He goes, no, no, don't worry. I took care of it. You know, what do you mean you took care of it? I said, that thing was big as a tomato when I saw it. I look down. I go. Oh, it doesn't look very bad. He had a little Band-Aid on his toenail. I said, well, what happened? He said, well, you know, that blood in there. We got so it was so much pressure in there. I had to do something to relieve it. So he went in his. He said, I went in my garage. I got my Black & Decker drill. I put a bit on it. And he drilled through the nail.
Oh,
he said, I drilled through the nail, and as soon as it
every time I hear
as
this.
Soon as it popped through the nail, he said, the blood just comes shooting out like a geyser. He goes, I just kept squeezing it and squeezing it, and still never went and saw a doctor, still never went and saw a trainer, nothing. I told that story one time.
Was telling the story, because, you know, I heard your stories, and yeah. I'm like, and then he's together, and he remember like yesterday, like, yeah, Bo, what you did to me, man. He started up on it, you know, and I was like, and he's a great storyteller.
Well, he's
too.
So we were in London for one of those London games.
Yeah.
And it was one of those deals where it was, you know, and this was after, this is neither one of us were playing, obviously, but we're, you know, so this was like the Saturday night before the game, and we had like five different places to go to. I'm with Chicken, I'm with him, and Larry's going, hey, well, are you going to drink with me tonight? Yeah, I'll drink with you tonight, Larry. So he goes, well, I go, what do you drink? He goes, I drink vodka.
Double
vodka. I'll do vodka. So then it came double vodkas. Then we go to another place. Then it's triple vodkas. And so now we're at this place and we're telling the story. And Zonk tells me, hey, tell the story. So I tell the story. And my daughters are sitting right next to me. And he tells the story. I tell the story. And he kind of, he says, it's exactly what happened, right? And my daughters are sitting there going, looking like, what the hell's going on?
Right.
And so, yeah, so, but it's.
It's just part of the legend of Zonk,
it,
right?
It is.
With him running over guys and getting penalties.
But you know me, Joe. I tell these stories and everyone goes, that's not true. You're just making it up, you know? but I've always had him at some point. So, no, he.
Let me ask you, and we got to go to break. Yeah. It's one of my favorite stories because it's Larry, but. So you're also there when Lyle Blackwood shattered his nose and everybody got around him.
Yeah.
And people were passing out that were blocking out, watching what he was doing, shooting his nose with.
He was like, walked into the train. You know, you walk in the locker room, training room's off to the left. And usually so you walk in there and Lyle's laying on the table and there's like a crowd around him. And the doc is literally on his knees on the training table. And he's got a syringe with a
long needle.
A needle that had to be 4 inches long.
Needles were long to get right in there.
And Lyle had broke his nose. His nose was going one way and the other, you know. And so the doctor had to inject it. He injected it literally right between the top of your nose crown, between your eyes. And like I think Bruce Hardy threw up as soon as and the doc's like having to push it in, like, oh my God. It was brutal back then.
Then the other one, because I was just thinking of some of those. We're talking about toughness with hockey and football yesterday, and John Geisler.
Oh yeah, no.
And Geese, never questioned Geese.
No,
and John played all year. Knee was swollen.
Worst knees.
Was it ACL? What was it, both?
I don't know. It was a bunch of everything. It was just, but and he would. So they would for so because John was the left tackle. I was the right defensive end at that point. So every day, you know, so offense, defensive days, we're going at each other, right? And we had a little, hey, it's offensive day, you know, cool down a little bit. And defensive
day. He had to miss a lot of practice.
So he didn't miss a whole lot. He didn't miss a whole lot. They would shoot him up on, we'd have like Sunday game, Monday off, Tuesday would be a walkthrough day. Wednesday they would shoot his knee up so he could practice for the week. And then they would shoot him up before the game, and then they would shoot him up after the game so he could get home. And this went on for a couple years
That's seriously that. That's one of the most disgusting things.
It really is. And so, but you talk about a guy that you talk about want. Someone wants to do something. He wanted to play.
I got to tell you, when I hear Nat Moore talk about John Geisler,
he wanted to play. Then, yeah. And so he
first round pick out of Michigan.
You know, the funny thing is John kind of went off the reservation a little bit after he got out. You know,
I think he was angry about everything.
Angry about went away and didn't talk to him for a number of years, and then finally he kind of came back in a little odd way, but he came
back.
He's back. You know, you get those calls about 3 o'clock in the morning, right?
I had to tell him. I answered the phone one time. I said, John,
big mistake.
I go, John.
Yeah.
I know you don't know what my schedule is.
Yeah.
But I get up at 3 a.m. and I can't take your calls at 1:30 ever again.
So the first time I said, John, how are your knees, man? You must have had to have. He goes, No, I haven't nothing done to them. They feel great.
You're kidding.
He has not had any knee replacement. Of all the people we know, Joe, I do have another good story about John Geisler.
Listen, I got to go to break here. I want you to hold it. But those were the three. Those were the three, man, that I was thinking of.
That's definitely the three tough guys there. Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt.
I mean, when we see John Geisler, we ought to go Mr. Geisler for what he did, for sure. All right, I want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. Man, I've been telling everybody about ED and low T. It's a serious problem you never want to have, and it's going to happen to every guy out there. You don't have to be embarrassed. It just happens. It happened to me a year ago, and I mean full-blown low T right over to the ED family. Sex drive was gone, no energy, falling asleep on my way home. Didn't want to do anything but take a nap, watch TV, and eat too much. That's all I wanted to do. And I find myself about half depressed as well. I mean, it was just everything. It was terrible. And I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic, and I didn't even want to go because last thing I want to do is I don't know these people. Last thing, tell them what's going on. Then I find out I'm not alone. It happens to every man out there at some point, early 40s or late 30s, into their 50s, 60s. It's going to happen. And Atlantic Men's Clinic, this is what they do. They fix and take care of and knock out ED and low T for you, and they do it quickly. These are questions I always get. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today if you're going through it. I'm telling you, you're going to have great results. It's going to happen fast. You'll get your T, your PSA test done. You'll meet with their professionals. They'll put you on a program, and you're off and running. 6 locations in South Florida to serve you. You got to set up the first appointment. You ought to go down there just to hear what they have to say, explain it all to you, whatever questions you have. Is this safe? I know all the things everybody brings up. Listen, they police the whole program. They check you with their professionals. Everything is done the right way. 877-455-7300, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us today?
All right, well, I got this first one here just to upset Bo. Major League Baseball is going to be using the...
What, are they going to use wiffle balls now?
Will you
That's
stop?
What they're going to do? They're going to go to wiffle ball in the big leagues?
Well, I saw a guy get hit right in the ankle last night.
Yeah.
Oh, fastball at the ankle.
What about the Incrediball, the hardball's a little softer? You ever use those as a kid?
No.
The Incrediball? No.
No, we used baseballs.
That's modern technology.
When they got chewed up, we taped them and kept going.
We used baseballs when you had the leather came off and you put electrical, you put that black electrician's tape on it.
On your bat and the ball.
Yeah, that's right. I thought you were going to say you had spikes or barbed wire over the ball.
No, we had wooden bats as kids. We didn't have, and so
they didn't have aluminum.
They crack and we tape them up and put a nail in them.
What happens when you crack a bat? You put a nail in it and you put tape around and go.
And get some more time out of it. I'm sorry, Woody. What do you have?
Go ahead.
Anyway, they are starting to use the new, they call it the ABS Challenge System. It's essentially the robot ump. And they are going to be using that for roughly 60% of all spring games between the Grapefruit and Cactus Leagues. See how this thing works?
So that's just an automated balls and strikes.
Yeah.
Is there still an umpire?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So they could use it as like a challenge system, it looks like. That's what they're trying to
do. So it's not for a regular
call. It's not going to be a permanent thing.
Okay.
No, but
I'm fine with that.
So we're going to start challenging, like, whether it was a full count and it's on the corner, and they're going to challenge it whether it's a strike or
well,
not.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you have the golden batter up late in the game.
Oh, that's not going to happen. Don't get him going on. You know what? He's easy to get going. Don't do that.
I know he is. Yeah. We should put him in a room with Leroy.
Go ahead. Oh, don't get. Leroy got. This guy got going on, so you know, Bo.
Yeah.
He got going. He said hockey's much more physical.
Playoff hockey. Please say it right. Don't.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
No, it does. I agree that playoff hockey is a different step up.
Still has nothing. In playoff season. Hockey versus football, what's more physical?
It's not even close.
And by the way, Billy
Lindsay. Well, let him. Don't. Just let him answer the question. He's thinking about it.
No, I would say.
Oh, my
I would
God.
Say if.
You took
if,
way too
he's
long
thinking
answer.
About it. Let him
no,
sh-
I would
shut up
say
and let him
if
answer.
The regular season hockey isn't as tough, isn't as demanding as a regular NFL game, it would stand to reason that if you go in the playoffs, both of them ramp up the same way. So I would say that football is still, you know, and again, because Joe talked about, like, lately I've been seeing, like, on Instagram and stuff, they're going to these old NFL films where, and they're showing the old hits. Right.
Oh, I'm talking about today.
No,
I'm not talking about your day.
I understand that, but what I'm saying
still
is
lose five or six guys every game.
But what I'm saying is, you know,
out.
You're from the hockey rink is a smaller space, whereas you got some guys that would be running from one side of the hockey one side of the dashers to the other, and then just drilling a guy at full speed, you know, from that distance when he's not looking. When he's not looking. So no, I think football. Look, don't.
You're being really nice about this. It's not even
you know,
close.
You know what? You're splitting hairs though, because you know I don't see a lot of NFL players. I don't see a lot of college or football players. You know, get their eyes cut open or their face cut open and just sit in the sideline and have a doctor stitch it up right there. It's a little different thing, you know.
That's a different category, yeah. though, of the guys that play. Those yeah. guys do play injured.
Yeah, no,
play,
no, yeah.
And they get back in quickly. Hockey, different level.
So I was doing a show with Goldie, and we were talking about it, and I go, Goldie, these guys never. You don't go to a game and you have an inactive list. Oh, there's five guys out. You know, this guy's got a sprained elbow. They play.
And if it's a playoff game,
forget it. Forget it.
The whole damn team needed surgeries yeah. after that Las Vegas Stanley Cup, and the coach goes, I'm proud of all of them.
Always interesting about the Stanley Cup in the NHL in the last game? You know, when they have that tradition of, you know,
they shake hands. Yeah.
Well, when they shake hands after that last game and half of them have their helmets on, black eyes, scars, stitches.
Oh, no.
I mean, just like yeah. they just like
crazy.
It looks like they've been in the. They've been with Mike Tyson in the ring with Mike Tyson for 10 rounds.
Yeah. All right, go back to your thing, Jake.
All right, 2025 NBA All-Star Game viewership in a shocker here, down 13% from the previous year. I will say the number's a lot higher than I thought. They had 4.7 million yeah. viewers across TNT, TBS, and True TV.
I wonder what the ratings for were the players that were there watching. Because I don't think half those guys even watched that game. Yeah, they were probably looking up in the stands and everything else. Who cares about the game, right? That may have been the worst spectacle.
It was pretty bad.
That was whoever came. Adam Silver needs to.
By the way, how about all?
You know what? Those games reflect the way that Adam Silver looks as a commissioner. He got to be the geekiest commissioner.
Now you're attacking the way the
I am.
By the way, the players love him.
Yeah,
he is player friendly. Yeah. He is player friendly. He goes, can you guys play a little harder in the All-Star game? A little defense, maybe?
Play 30 games, and you make $70 million.
Well, they play a little more. Play more than 30. Now you're starting to sound like everybody.
I'm exaggerating a little bit.
But, the game's got to figure out the All-Star thing somehow. But
well,
it's
about,
not
how
working.
About, how about a league where you've got to put in a rule where if you don't play more than 60 games, you're not eligible for MVP and all these other things?
They have that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I like it.
And then they're making.
They don't care.
50, 60.
Like Jimmy Butler goes, I don't care.
Who cares? Yeah.
Get my money.
I'll buy my own my own trophy.
We were talking about this earlier. Jimmy comes down here in March.
Yeah.
No way he plays.
Yes, he is.
It's during the tennis tournament.
I would think so. Well, there you go.
No, he tells Steve Kerr, I'm going to the tennis.
Yeah.
I want to watch Djokovic play.
Give me the morning session. Give me the afternoon session.
Yeah, he'll be out there. He'll show up right before the game and try to go for 30 or 35 points against his former team.
I don't think
so. And at some point, he stares right at Pat Riley.
No way. I think he says he ate some bad food and he doesn't play. Anyway, Shohei Ohtani just had a game-used jersey sell for a record $250,000 here in a Fanatics auction.
Damn.
That, again, sets the record for any Ohtani jersey. $249,999.
You do Ohtani three times a week. It's something. His value of his stuff's crazy.
They just had seven items listed at Fanatics for the inaugural drop of the Ohtani Signature Collection. They have already sold $475,000 in memorabilia across seven items, ranging from the $250,000 to $30,000 was the cheapest.
And who's that new Japanese phenom that everybody wanted? The Dodgers pitcher, got again.
They got the two best Japanese pitchers.
Yeah. That's
now two of their eight starters.
He's all bummed out. Ohtani's going to pitch.
Who?
Joe.
No, I'm happy. I want him to pitch
because Joe's soft. All right, we keep moving here.
Soft. Look at. All right,
Joe.
All right, tissue paper.
Well, he does like tennis.
He does.
These idiots Saturday night kill me. Did you wear your white pants? I actually did, jerky. Were they tight? You see your package? Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, you and Jimmy Butler will be sitting there together holding hands. All right, UFC 314 was announced that it will be heading to Miami. We have the UFC featherweight title fight featuring Ilia Topuria. Alexander Volkanovski will take on Diego Lopez for the newly opened featherweight title. And if you're interested in this event, we looked at tickets. It looks like the get-in price at face value is $550, plus you would have to buy a UFC fan club membership as well.
When is that?
April 12th at the Kaseya Center.
So how many? Because, you know, I tried to watch the last UFC, mm-hmm. What was it, three, whatever it was?
Couldn't tell you.
Whatever number. I couldn't figure out how to get on it. I couldn't find it anywhere.
I got a website. I'll show you during the break.
Well, I got to tell you, rolling right now.
Look, I want to start watching.
They're getting big crowds.
I used to be a massive boxing fan. I want to try to get into UFC, but I don't know where. I really don't know where to.
I'll show you.
Hard to find that. I think the timing got me off. You know what I mean?
Oh, they're really late at night.
Wherever it was last time.
Yeah, they're either late at night or they're a weird time in the middle of the day.
Yeah, yeah. You'll get it. And by the way, UFC is fun to watch.
No, I do. I like it, but I don't.
You don't watch Jake Paul fight Canelo?
No. Okay. No.
And finally, here, gentlemen, a little off sports here. Delta, remember they had the plane flip on the runway there? A little mishap landing.
Yeah, we saw it.
They have offered passengers $30,000 for with no strings attached here, by the way. Apparently, they can still sue for whatever they want. But as a goodwill gesture, they have offered these 76 passengers $30,000 each.
Why would you not take it and you could still sue them?
That's what they're
and
saying.
And you know a lot of people are going to sue them.
I would think. There were probably lawyers running to the runway
to
hand out business
cards.
Can you
imagine that? Hanging upside down?
No. Just wondering, are we getting out of this? You weren't thinking about suing somebody. You were wondering if you're going
to
be alive.
Wait a minute. I'm talking to a guy that once, if that plane like shimmies a little bit, boom, Joe clamps those.
Well, they said
why you guys make a big deal. I'm scared to death, man. Those trips late in the year, man, in the snow and that cold weather and the plane the last hour going down is jumping and going up 100 feet at a time.
You want to watch Joe sweat in minus 20 degree weather say, hey, they got to de-ice the plane.
By the way, I make a big deal about that. I go, it was 20 degrees. We got to de-ice the plane. I do. I go through the whole thing. I'm not great at flying.
I'm just eating my cheeseburger.
Yeah, you're eating your second cheeseburger over there.
Well, I hear they're trying to hire at all these airports now. I think they got rid of a lot of people, so maybe you could be in charge of de-icing.
I'm going to de something else with you in a minute here. Hey, we got to go to break.
People, apparently.
Yeah, they are. The D up. All right, we got 8 o'clock hour coming up. We got Ed Jovanovski, former Panther TV analyst, and I think we're all jacked up to watch and see what this is going to look like. It is tonight. Belongs to Hockey Canada, USA, and Boston. So Jovo will join us in just a couple of minutes. First, though, baseball's right around the corner. My gosh, man, we got that going on. Baseball's back on March 27th. The Marlins will face off against the Pirates. If you've never been to opening day, you're going to love what you see this year. It's Marlins baseball infused with the best of the 305 to create opening day. Get ready for the hottest fiesta in Miami featuring the biggest names on and off the field. South Florida legend Dan Marino kicks off the fiesta with an historic first pitch. He'll be out there. He might throw a second, then he's going to sign for a couple of hours out there as well. Get ready to celebrate Sandy's comeback season. Stay tuned for surprise icons lighting up the postgame concert. This is a can't-miss global event, and it's happening right here in Miami, so get ready for the biggest party of the season. The whole world's invited to get your tickets today. Go to marlins.com/tickets.